All right, I'm going to move on if nobody has questions. I'm trusting you guys to ask your neighbors questions if they don't want to ask yet. All right, and everybody got the change. New office hours, right?
Yes.
All right, the first paragraph there that says what's going to be in this class, what we're going to study. Any questions about what we're going to learn, what's going to be in this class? Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm going to ask everybody's name every time again.
Oh, Fernanda.
Fernanda.
Yeah, my question is, what are we going to need besides the book? What kind of material are we going to need for binder or?
Well, that's a good question. I'll put that out to the class. What do you think, besides the book itself, what do you need to have to do this class?
A book for writing.
Yeah, a book for writing your notes in somewhere where they all stay in the same place. What else?
No highlighters.
Pencils, yep. Some people like highlighters.
Post-its.
Some people like post-its. Yeah, there's Cecilia, for reasons I don't understand, sent me a whole bag of post-its. Oh, why did she send me post-its?
Okay, Cecilia sent post-its because remember my class on Thursday, we talked about taking notes in the book, okay? So, and the possibility of buying the book. Now, she said that if you buy the book, you have to return it and then buy it on your own. But if you keep the book, the one that has been rented to you, so to speak, okay, you may highlight in that book with different colors. But if you want to write something, post-its. Why she is giving us the post-its.
Okay.
So anytime for any of the books that you have, you know, it's your main textbook. This is the book I'm talking about. Yeah. So all of you, you may highlight in it, and if you want to write in it, write on the little post-it and stick it in the book.
Okay.
Great. So I'm going to leave the post-its here. If you want them, come get them at break. And we're going to talk more about taking notes in the book a little bit later. So, another thing you might need, another thing you will need, and we'll talk about this more later too, when you go do your observations in preschool, you're going to need something to write in just for that. Some people like to use a clipboard, some people like to use a pad of paper, some people like to use a little book so they can, you know, just take little notes. That's up to you too, but something that you can sit in the preschool with and write notes just for that, you probably want something for that. Cool. Excellent, thank you Fernanda for that question. And that also reminds me, before we go on, I'm gonna pass around the roll. So this is, this should be everybody's name. If you're here, just put your initials right next to your name, and I'll know that you were here. If your name is in yellow, that means that I don't think you're enrolled yet, and we should touch base. If your name has a pink dot next to it, that means you weren't here last week, and we should touch base. So if your name's in yellow, or if you have a pink dot, come talk to me during the break. And if your name's not on here, write your name at the bottom and come see me. Sound good? Cool. All right. I'm
going to
send that around.
All right.
So, any other questions about this first part? What's going to be in the class? Yes, what's your name?
Rosalba.
Rosalba.
Why we are reading the chapter Out of Order?
That's a good question. Why are we reading the chapters out of order? I'll just say because the book doesn't have the stuff in the order that I want to talk about it. I want to put certain ideas first, and I want to talk about certain things first. And there's some things that I think are important that aren't in the book at all, and so I'm going to give you a chapter from a different book to read. I think it's a really good book, but it doesn't teach the stuff at the same time that I want to teach it. Cool. Thank you for that question, Rosalba. All right. The section on the syllabus. What is a syllabus? Oh, yes.
Sorry.
You talk about the observation in the camp, and there's something they follow the rules or something like that in the campus. Every place has different, or it's just
for observation at preschool.
Observation,
we're going to talk about that more at 9:15 when we talk about the assignment. So I'm going to save your question till then, but now it's going to get away.
Thank you.
Yes, what's your name?
Carmen.
Carmen.
So there was a question that regarding going to the observation here at DBC, do they have to make an appointment in those observations?
You don't, but I'm going to talk more about that at 9:15. I'm going to save all questions about observing in a preschool till I've got a whole thing to pass out to you with more information about observations. So I'm going to move on. Student learning outcomes, any question about those and what you're supposed to get out of this class? Sorry?
You don't have the syllabus for
I said, does anybody have questions about the syllabus section? Ah, yes, Carmen.
Okay, Carmen, yeah. What would be a reason for major changes of the syllabus?
Well, for instance, right here, I needed to change my office hours.
So personal reasons then?
A bunch of different reasons. I changed those to try to accommodate the schedules of people in my two classes. I changed the due date for observation number one in consultation with Linda about what's going to be the best schedule for making things happen. I don't expect many more changes on here, but, you know, basically the needs of the students or possibly my needs. Yeah, that's a great question. Okay, now on to student learning outcomes. Any question about what you're supposed to get out of this class?
I have actually a question, but since we have George here, he was able to answer, but I was kind of not confused with that. In regards, it was in a setting or it was in a field, but now I understand what is the setting. So it's a childcare preschool who will be able to learn effective.
Yes, and again, that's going to be about observation number one, so we're going to save that for later. Tell me your name.
Lizarraga.
Lizarraga?
Vicky.
Vicky? Changing it up on me. Alright, thank you. And mention that again when we talk about the assignment. I'm going to go on to prerequisites, and I bet there's a question about why English 122 is on there.
Yeah.
Oh. Who has a question? Yes, tell me your name.
Iris.
Okay.
I can take tutorial or English also in this college. I take it other college, Gospel College. Is valid take the other class in other college because I tend to come for the hours in this college. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. If you've taken it somewhere else, and even. You don't have to take English 122. I bet nobody in this room has taken English 122, and that's okay. What the college says is English 122 is recommended. Mm-hmm. That means they think it's a good idea if you've taken it, but you don't have to. And the reason they put that on there, and the English 122 is not my choice. The college says English 122 is recommended for this class because this is a class where you have to do some writing. So the reason it's there is because writing is important here, and that's a writing class. So if you take that class, that's great. If you don't take it, it's fine, especially since you guys have Linda and you have George to help with your writing if you need help with your writing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yes, what's your name?
Claudia.
Yeah.
My question is if the spelling is not really good, are you gonna take a lot of points or?
No, I'm not your writing teacher. She's your writing teacher. She might take off points. Yeah. Linda will take off points for your spelling and your grammar. I care more about do I understand what you're trying to say? If it's spelled so badly that I don't understand what you're talking about, that's gonna be a problem. But if I understand what you're saying, it's okay with me.
And that's usually a vocabulary issue, not surface grammar, not like prepositions and articles that may be missing. That doesn't get in the way of meaning. Sometimes, though, if your vocabulary isn't quite up to conveying your meaning, if you're constantly choosing the words that are far enough away from the words you really need, and that's where Linda can help you.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Tell me your name.
Lara?
Nada.
Nada, thank you.
My question is that not all the same as Claudia, but is it not that the spelling and grammar is not affect the point of
Only if there's so many mistakes that I don't understand what you're saying. And especially for the reading responses, the little reading responses, really, don't worry about it. Just as long as I understand what you're saying, it's fine. For the bigger assignments, the observations, that I expect you to have worked on and to have written a draft and then gotten some feedback and then writing it again. So I expect a little bit more out of those. But even still, as long as I understand what you're trying to say, it's fine. Cool. Thank you for those questions. Yes, what's your name?
Julio.
Julio.
When you say about the writing, the spelling, and grammar, when you expect all the assignment has been in handwriting?
No, I expect them all to be typed.
That word is no problem. Go to the Google and get translated, and it's easy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whatever tools make it work for you. It's, you know, spell check is a good tool. There's online translators that are helpful. But you know, however you get there, it doesn't make a difference to me. Linda and George might care more about how you do that.
Well,
but
they say, you know, for everybody, you know, you can write something in Spanish and translate in English and even, you know, another language like Chinese, Tagalog, whatever. You know, it's a bubble. It's a good approach.
Well, sometimes those words, they change the meaning.
Yeah.
You want to say something and they change the meaning.
But that may you practice to you. We are talking about grammatical, whatever is
orthographic,
you know?
Say about the meaning.
Well, not everybody at once. Not everybody at once.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so I mean, if, you know, using Google Translate isn't the same as writing it yourself, but if that's a part of how you do it, if you say, I don't know how to say this, let me try it out, and then you look at it and you see, does that sound like what I want to say? I mean, it seems like a good idea to me.
Cool.
I wanna move forward. Attendance. Any questions about my attendance policy? Coming on time, when you have to be here? Yes, wait, I'm gonna get your name. Gonna get it in 1 second? No, I forget. Tell me again.
Esperanza.
Yes. I'm sorry, guys. I can't hear her talking.
Is there a specific format or style that you would like to use for the iPad?
For the typing?
The E-S-S-A-Y.
Essay? Okay.
Do you have a is there a specific format?
For work that you turn in?
Or a style for
like an MLA
you
style.
Would like use it for that exact style?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you have questions about what I want assignments to look like, the style of them, under assignment guidelines on page 3, this says all the things I care about. So putting your name at the top, making sure it's typed, using the right size font, stuff like that. That's all the style stuff I care about. For the big assignment, for observation number 1?
No, when you meet in one class, you need to meet.
Oh, for when you miss class, thank you. Yes. Yes. So if you're absent, and it says if you miss one class, no problem. If you miss 2 classes, you have to write something to make up for that, right? So I don't lower your grade. So Esperanza is asking about the essay for that I asked for that. Not really. What I want is whatever the class is you missed, we talked about something important in that class. So you could say, Jared, I missed class on August 23rd. What did you talk about? And I'll say, we talked about developmentally appropriate practice and what children need. Please write me a page about what you think children need. And then I know that you've been thinking about this stuff. So just like the other assignments, I'm not going to care a lot about the grammar or about the spelling as long as I understand what you're saying and as long as I know that you're thinking about stuff. That's what I care about. Does that make sense? Well, thank you. Good question. Yes, what's your name?
Monica.
Monica.
So it's like having another waiting response?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot like another reading response, except I'll tell you what to write about based on which class you miss. Yeah. Yes. Oh wait, I'm gonna get it. Sheila?
Yeah. Suddenly something has happened or emergency comes suddenly. So should we call you right away? No.
You shouldn't call me at all. It's, you know, if you miss class, you're all grown-ups. You have reasons, and they can be good reasons or they can be bad reasons, and it's none of my business why you miss class. You don't have to tell me. It's your business. If it's a second class or a third class, get in touch with me and say, I missed class. I need to do some writing to make sure my grade is okay. But I don't care why, and you don't have to tell me in advance. It's your business.
Karen, but what did we tell you? Because our culture is very different.
You can tell me if you want.
My
name is
Alameter.
No, that's great. No, I'll say this then. You can tell me if you want to. That's fine. But I don't require you to tell me. If you're missing class, I assume you have a good reason, but you know, maybe you don't. Maybe you wanted to go out to a movie on a class night. All I'm saying is, you're an adult. You can tell me why you missed class if you want to, but you don't have to. It's not going to change your grade, what your reason was, or whether you tell me or not. But yes, that's just fine, and I'm happy to know that stuff about you if you want. Any other questions about attendance policy? You guys did a pretty good job tonight of showing up on time. Thank you. You did better than my other class, who trickled in late and I was mad at them. Cool. All right, on the next page. Yes, Badla.
What about if
you have to leave early?
Yes, but.
You know, I mean, yeah, she was asking if you have to leave early, what happens then? Yeah, you know, I think of it kind of the same way as an absence. You know, stuff comes up in your life, maybe you have to leave. If it just happens once, you know, it's okay. It's not a big deal. If it happens a couple of times and I start noticing people are leaving early, then I have to start keeping track and I have to make policy, and then I get grumpy, and so, you know, if it's just happens, and the same with being late, you know, sometimes there's traffic, or there was something at work, and you're late. If it just happens once, it's okay. If I notice it happening again and again, we'll talk about it. Yeah, that's a good question. All right, email on page 2. Any questions about class email, about the DBC email accounts? You don't understand how to get on your class. How many do check their DBC email accounts? Yes, you've got it working. A couple, okay. How many have tried and something went wrong? A couple more. How many haven't even tried yet? Okay, well, all I will say is if I would ask Cecilia for help if you're trying and you can't make it work. There are people on campus who can help with that, and if you want to ask me, I can put you in touch with someone who can help. I don't really know much about how to make it work. And you don't, as I say in here, you don't have to read your DBC email. It's a good idea to read your DBC email, but it's not part of your grade. It's, you know, it's up to you.
How about our personal email? Because I have personal email. Aren't we checking, right?
There's, I have been told that you can set up your DBC email to forward to your personal email.
Yes.
So that, you know, I can only send email to your DBC email, but you can set it up so it just shoots the emails over to your regular one. I'm told you can do that. I haven't tried.
Okay.
Yes, tell me your name again.
Iris. It's all the same, but. For example, if I can print my homework, can you send for email before the class, or I need to bring and put in the box mail?
Great question. So, on the top of page 3, where it says late assignments. So for late assignments, if you can do, where it says turning in assignments at the very top. So if you're not going to be in class, you still need to turn in your homework on time. And you have two choices. One is to print it out and put it in the box by my office or put it in my mailbox in Central Services before class starts. And that's, you're all set. The other choice is you can email it to me before class and I'll say, okay, it's on time, but I'm not going to read it. I want you to give me a physical one before I'm going to read it. I don't like reading stuff on the computer screen. And I can't write on it on the computer screen. So you can email it to me on time, and then next time you come, give me a hard copy. Give it to me on paper. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool.
But if we don't, but the point is the same.
Yeah, if you email it to me on time, then I count it on time.
Okay.
And if you put it in my box on time, then it's on time. Yeah, the points are the same. Nope? Okay. Cool. All right. Going back to participation. Oh yes. Wait. I'm going to get it. Julia.
Yeah. I have a question regarding the email. Did you say you send email to the? You get in contact with us with the email set up on the EDC.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really set up automatically to go to our particular email when we set up, when we register. We have our own email and they set up another. It's automatic or we
no.
have to?
No.
It's not automatic.
How are we gonna do that?
I don't know.
Yes,
please.
I know a little bit about the DVC email. You go to, does everybody know Insight?
Yes.
Yeah, you go to Insight, INSITE. And the way you sign into Insight is by using your regular your name, okay? Your first initial and your last name. Plus the last three digits of your ID number, just like WebAdvisor, okay? It's also your WebAdvisor password. That will get you into Insight. Then once you are into Insight, I believe you can click on, there's a little where it says email, and you can click on to email, okay? So it's the same as if you're getting into WebAdvisor, but you click on to Insight first instead of clicking on to WebAdvisor.
And WebCT is for the email?
WebCT is different, no.
Different?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So everybody should have a WebAdvisor account automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you do.
I have this the name of my subscriber, and it is WebAdvisor ID, @insight.org.
So it's your first initial, your last name, and then the last three digits of your ID number.
Yes, and then this for D and DVC,
yeah.
Right?
This is the address.
Yeah.
This is the address here, or?
Yeah.
That is the address.
No.
You're going to go on to the.
I'm going to save particular questions for later because we got a lot more to get through. Yeah, so if you're having technical trouble with the email, ask Cecilia or ask me after class and I can put you in touch.
But can we go just to our regular email through your email?
No.
You can send me email from wherever you want. If you want to write to me, it can come from anywhere.
But you can return to the email we sent to you?
I can hit reply. But if I'm writing something to the whole class, it's going to come to your DVC address. So yes, if you write me an email, I can hit reply and send it back to your regular email address.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Once in a while. And it'll be, sometimes I send out things like, hey, somebody asked me a question about the assignment and I wanted to tell everybody the answer. Or somebody noticed something wrong on the schedule and I wanted to make a clarification.
Bless you.
It's all, if I ever send out an email, I'll talk about it in class also.
Okay.
But sometimes I want you to know something right away and so I'll send you an email. Great. Okay, where were we going on to? Participation and behavior. Any questions about how you act in class?
Be nice.
What? Be nice?
Be nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, mostly, act like a grown-up, take notes, pay attention, be polite. Absolutely. Sp- special consideration for the content, this special stuff that I say because we're talking about children and childhood? Any questions about that? Yes. I think if you have a lot of knowledge about childhood and you're passionate about it, I think that's great.
Because it says about how you run emotions, feelings.
I think what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people just have strong feelings about children. Thank you. We all have a lot riding on this. We all have connections to children and memories of childhood. And some of us are working with children, and so it's easy for us to get excited about it, and it's also easy for us to get upset about it and to feel like somebody, you know, if somebody says, I disagree, you might think, well, you're saying that my mom did a bad job. You know, it can feel like that sometimes. And so what I ask is that we remember that and we try really hard to be polite to each other. And I think it's really important that we disagree with each other sometimes. That someone says, I think children should have this from their teachers. And somebody else says, you know, that's not the way I see it. You know, I have a different opinion. I think that's so important that we get to do that. But to make it so we can do that, it means we have to be really careful. When you disagree with someone, don't say, you're wrong, or that's not right. Say, you know, I see it a different way. Or, that's different from when I was a kid. Or, you know, the country I grew up in did things differently. Let me tell you about that. And being really polite and respectful of other people, because this is really important stuff. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Yes, what's your name?
Crystal.
Crystal, thank
you. May I ask the cell phone guidance? Mm-hmm. In case I can also ask you.
Yeah, if you think there might be some emergency and you need a call, you can keep it on vibrate so it doesn't bother anyone. If you have to leave the ringer on, please tell me so that when your phone goes off, I don't go. You know, if there's going to be an emergency and you need to take a call, let me know. And, you know, life happens, it's okay. Cool, all right. Accommodations for disabilities, or for religious services, or for school activities. Any questions about those? Okay.
I'm sorry, I have a question. How does it work? For instance, now that we are on Ramadan,
mm-hmm.
and our family has something special and mm-hmm. we want to attend, and I have the class the same day, so how?
Before that happens, you email me or you come and talk to me and say, I have to miss class, you know, on the 30th because of Ramadan, and you know, and I will say, okay, and you won't be graded down for that absence, and I'll tell you what you have to do to make sure the work happens. But if you have to miss class for a religious reason, you have to tell me before it happens. You can't come and say, last week I was out because of Ramadan. You have to tell me before it happens, but it's okay. Yes, Iris.
For example, in my case, we don't celebrate holidays with my family. So okay. We can absent for the holidays. For example, we don't celebrate Halloween, birthdays, and whatever, the holidays. So when we take this point of this dumping about the kids, I don't know if it's unpolite for the other people that I don't give an opinion or affect my participation in this for my religion. So I don't know if
you mean if you have an opinion about our class? Because
no, I don't give an opinion about the holidays because of people respect.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, if I can absent, for example, I don't know if they want to do a party for Halloween or for Christmas, because I don't celebrate this day.
I'll say this, it's a policy of DVC that if you have a religious reason to miss class, that's okay. It's just for the whole school, if you have a religious reason to miss class, that's okay, as long as you tell your teacher before it happens. Mm-hmm. So whatever your religion is, however you think of your religion, you know, just let me know if you need to miss class for that. And as
okay. I declare we don't celebrate nothing, right?
If you don't celebrate any holidays in your religion, then you don't get to miss class for religious holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The class isn't going to be celebrating holidays.
No, the class will still meet on all the days on the schedule.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw a hand over here.
I was just going to try to explain a little bit. I know what she's talking about because I took care of her children in the child care, and she's in a religion where they don't celebrate holidays, and so she was just concerned about in the classroom if we'll be celebrating holidays in the classroom, or if we have to talk about during, you know, certain holidays and children, that's what that means.
We're not going to do anything about holidays in this class.
Thank you.
The last day it'll be a potluck, but not a religious potluck.
That's right. It's a food
potluck.
All right, we're going to go a little bit faster now, and so, you know, keep asking questions if you have them, but I want to stay on schedule so we can get to everything. Any questions about the readings, the textbooks, or the readings that I'm going to pass out? Cool. Oh, yes. What's your
one.
Let's save that for just a minute till we come to that on the page. All right, turning in assignments, we already talked about that a little bit, and late assignments. Any questions about turning them in or turning them in late? There should be one big question, because nobody turned, it says, do at the beginning of class, but nobody turned it in yet, because I didn't tell you how to. So here's what we're going to do. Every time I come in, I'm going to put these folders on the table right here. This one says, Wednesday, turn in work. So when you come in the beginning and you have your homework, stick it in this folder. This one says, Wednesday, get back work. So when I grade your work, I'm going to put it in here, and you can open it up and find your homework and take it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
I will put them out at the beginning of the class. Here, yes. They'll when I get to the classroom, I'll put these here, and you just put your stuff in.
Tracy.
Yes, Tracy.
Can you please write how to tie the title, because I don't know how to tie it right.
Oh, for what goes at the top?
Yeah,
what
we're which one and how yeah. to tie it with yes.
or,
yeah, thank you.
So at the top, actually, you know what? Can you save that question until we get to here? Because I have something to hand you that has it on there.
Okay.
So ask me again when we get there, and I'll be able to show you. And you don't even have to write it down. Great. All right. So we're on to assignment guidelines, it looks like. Any other questions about labeling and format? Yes, Rosa?
Yes. I have a technical.
Mm-hmm.
It's something irrelevant. But you said you recommend to type in Time New Roman, so it's a series font.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's a little difficult to read in that. So I was wondering if I can use a sans serif font, like such as Arial,
mm-hmm.
or Tahoma.
Yeah, I like serif fonts better. They're easier for me to read, but. The font one is one I don't care about very much. If it's easier for you to choose another font. You know, I care more about the size. As you know, so you're not using a really big font.
No, I'm just saying
12. But I don't care much about that. Yes, your name?
Laura. When you said about all the information that we have to put on the top of the third page, name,
mm-hmm.
class, everything. So in this case, in every assignment, we don't need a cover page.
Nope. Please don't. I don't need all that extra paper. Yeah, no cover page. Yes, search for Nell. Lorena. Yes.
Yes, I want to say I like this formatting because it's fair for everybody.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, and we have the same work. and I like that. Maybe
excellent.
If we can type in a different letter, but we can
and then change it at
change
the end.
In the end.
If that works for you, that's fine. Yeah, this is just so I know that you're writing about the right amount, so I can read it easily, stuff like that. In the tell your name again.
Nara.
Not Nara.
On that syllabus, you said that the name and the date, the course number is top of that course page,
mm-hmm.
but actually it's. Top of the middle of the page or the right?
Your choice.
It's a letter?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care if it's on the left or the right or the middle, whatever works for you.
Okay.
Yes, sure.
We should type double space all the time? Or?
Yep. Double space all the time. Otherwise, I can't write on it if the words are too close together.
Double space between the words or the sentence?
You'll see, when I pass out. So when we talk about the observation late in a little bit, I have a sample assignment on here. I wrote one, and you can look at this, and this is the format I'm looking for.
Okay.
So you know, so you can look at this and use this as an example. And I'll pass this out in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your name?
Adriana. Can I write or type in the same Times New Roman, but can I change the number for 14? It's a difficult
You can type in 14, but before you print it, change it back to 12. Because
oh,
okay. I want if you do it in 14, then it looks like you've written a whole page, but you didn't really write as much. So it helps me know how much you've written if you're doing it in 12 points. Yeah. So you know, do it in 14. You just change it before you finish. Yes, Julio.
I don't know. This is a dumb question, but. What is the syllabus?
What is a syllabus?
No, I know what it is, but I already read it, but where is
what
does
mean?
It mean?
No, I know what I mean, but where is it? Where do you want to read everything?
You covered your
this, that is the syllabus.
That's
the syllabus.
Is the total?
That whole thing is
the
syllabus. The
whole thing is the syllabus.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the
syllabus. No, that's an excellent
that
question.
That one I feel you know this is a dumb question.
No, that's those are the best questions, because those are the ones, there's six other people in this room going, oh, I'm so glad he asked that. I was confused. So, yes, thank
this
you for
asking.
This
is the syllabus.
This is the syllabus.
Okay.
Right? So yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yes. One more question on formatting, and then I'm going to move on a little bit. Yes.
How do we know the amount of the word that you want?
There. So you can do one of two things. When you're typing, Microsoft Word or whatever you use will give you a word count. It usually says at the bottom of the screen 284 words. It doesn't. When I say on here an assignment should be 300 words long, you know, not exactly 300 words. So it'll give you a little word count at the bottom. You can also just sort of say, if you use these formatting guidelines, if you type 12-point font, double space, one side of the page, then you know I'll say about one page for this assignment, and it comes out the right length. That's why I ask for those formatting guidelines, so it's the right number of words on a page. And it's not, I'm never very exact about it, if, you know, yeah. Cool. All right. Any questions about the plagiarism part of it? That's confusing for a lot of people. Okay. I'll just say it out loud, just in case. It's really important that we work together on a lot of stuff, and that we share our ideas, and that we learn from each other. But when you're writing, it's important that it's your own words and your own ideas.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use somebody else's idea, and talk about their idea, that's totally okay as long as you tell me whose idea it was. If you want to use somebody else's words, that's okay too. Just put quotation marks around it and tell me whose words they are. And then I know, then it's not stealing somebody else's idea, then it's talking about it. It's a wonderful thing to do to share ideas like that. Just make sure that it's clear when you're borrowing someone else's idea. Cool. All right. Assignment grading or the grade for the whole course? Any questions about those?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Jenny.
You
got my question is, do I get an extra credit if I write more reading the response?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Oh,
Well, it's the same answer for you. Yeah, no, so I do 6 reading responses, and that's all. Now, I will say, most of you are going to get 2 points on every reading response. That's just how I grade them. Only if you're really not doing enough work, or if you really didn't understand what I was asking for, I'll give you a 1. Most of the time, you're going to get 2. But let's say, so here's reading response number 1, and I gave you 1 point. Number 2, you got 1 point, and then you figured it out. Number 3, you got 2 points. Number 4, 2. Number 5, you got 2 points. Number 6, you got 2 points. Okay, so you've done it 6 times, but these you didn't get full credit. So then, if you want to do number 7, and you get 2 points, I'll say, okay, I'll erase that. So you're still only getting graded 6 times, but if you got half credit 1 of the time, you can do it better the next time, and I'll take this one out. Does that sound okay? Yeah, sure.
Can we choose the chapter? Can you help us to choose the chapter?
You can do it any week you want, but do it on the chapter we read that week. So, you know, don't write it on chapter, we just read chapter 11. A month from now, don't write it about chapter 11. A month from now, write it about whatever we read a month from now. So whatever the week is you turn it in, that's the reading you should be writing about.
Okay. So 6 is enough. After 6, we don't
have to. After 6, stop. You don't get extra credit for doing more than 6. Yeah. Yes, tell me.
Okay.
Bobby.
Would you write something about that we discussed in the class, or is
it has to be connected to the reading? But if you say, you know, if you say, in chapter 11, Gonzalez Mena talked about child development, and it reminded me of something we talked about in class. Here's what it was, and here's why I thought of it. That's a great reading response. Or if you say, you know, in chapter 11, she talked about this, and it reminded me of my other class that I'm taking. That's great too. But make sure it's connected to the readings or about what you read. Yes, tell me again. No, I know it. Nara.
I need to give that the reading respondent every week and through the 1 through 6 or may I give the 1 week and miss 1 week and
yeah, you get to choose. It doesn't have to be 6 weeks in a row, whichever 6 you want. Yeah, it's a good idea to do a couple right at the start, to kind of get going, figure out what it is I'm asking. So, you know, I recommend that you do it the first 2 or 3 weeks, but it's your choice, you don't have to. Lots of questions. Tell me your name again.
Manuela.
Manuela.
How many pages you need to read for the reading?
The reading responses are 1/2 page up to 1 page.
Thanks.
Yeah, I saw a hand in the back. Yeah, what's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia.
It's a remarkable point as well. Mm-hmm. One of my questions is, what do you expect from a student in order to get the 30 points for participation, and how would you measure that?
That is a splendid question. So how the participation grade. So if we... Oh, hold on to that question for 1 second, because the last thing I want to say on this page before we turn to that page is everybody knows about extra credit for office hours?
Yeah. Yes.
Any questions about how that works?
No.
Okay.
That's very clear.
Cool. Make appointments, because today it was pretty full. All right. So cool. On to page 4 with the assignment descriptions, and we had a question down at the bottom about class participation in those 30 points. So what I want is for us to all be helping each other learn. And this is material that we all have experience with, right? We all used to be children. We all, you know, many of the people in this room have children of their own. We all went to school. Some of us are teachers and work with children. We all have experiences that make sense to talk about in this class. And it's really important that you share your ideas with the people around you so that we all learn together. So the participation grade, what I'm asking is, did you help the other people in this class learn more stuff? So one way to do that is by raising your hand and asking a question, or raising your hand and saying something that you think. Another way to do that, to participate in class, is when we talk in small groups, and I say, turn to the person next to you and talk about this, that's another way to participate in the class. The person next to you is hearing your ideas. And so it's becoming that way. I love it when people raise their hands in class all together, as a lot of you are, but not everybody feels good about that, and that's okay. Just make sure that if you're not raising your hand very much, that when we do small group talking to each other, that you really participate in those conversations. Mm-hmm. If you really have a problem talking at all, and you just want to sit there silently the whole time and listen, then come talk to me at my office hours and we'll figure out another way that your ideas can help the other people in this class. But I do keep track of who raises their hand, and I do keep track of who's talking when we have those little conversations. Does that answer your question? Cool, okay. Other questions about the about any of the assignments except the observation? We're going to talk about the observation later. Yes, tell me your name again. Yes.
I know that you do have my examples about reading the sentences, but to be honest, I haven't understood it. So
okay.
I don't know why reading the sentences.
Okay, so you're going to do the reading. So, like for this week, it was chapter 11. You read chapter 11. Somewhere in chapter 11, you're going to read something that makes you say, "That's confusing. I don't understand that." Or something that makes you say, "Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense." Or something that makes you say, "No, I don't agree with that at all." Something in the reading is going to make you have an idea or have a question or have a feeling. And whatever that thing was, that's what you write about. So then you finish the chapter and you go to your computer and you say, in chapter 11, the author talked about two-year-olds. And it didn't make sense to me because I have a two-year-old at home and this is what my two-year-old is like. Or you say, the author talked about two-year-olds and I thought it was great. It reminded me of my niece, who's just the same as what she talked about. Or you say, in chapter 11 she talked about this and it reminded me of that thing we talked about in class. Anything like that, anything, what I'm looking for is your ideas. You don't have to tell me what she said in the reading. I know what she said in the reading. What I'm looking for is what it made you think about. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or not?
Has to be one opinion or do you think about the chapter?
Something you think or something that you don't understand and you wanted to understand or something. Yeah, and don't try and do it for the whole chapter. In one chapter, there's a lot of stuff in every chapter. Look for one thing that made you have an idea or a feeling and talk about that. Yeah, tell me your name.
Letty? Yes.
Yes.
Regarding about reading and response, like you see in your schedule that you have, like I was reading on chapter 11 and it doesn't have an RR on the side. Can I answer my reading response to that? Or
yeah,
it has to be only the ones that have RR on the side?
You can if you want. Basically what I did, if you look,
yeah,
is that the RRs only come when nothing else is due.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want you to try and do observation number one and a reading response at the same time, because that just seems like a lot.
Yeah, because for me it was very interesting on chapter 11 that I was reading, and I have a lot of...
You have a lot to say.
To say.
Then that's totally fine. If
okay.
you feel, you know, also like it says one page, if you have a lot of things to say and you want to write more than that, that's okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to get extra points for writing more. But if you have something you're really excited to write about, you can do it any week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
What?
She can switch for another chapter.
Well, do it in the week that it was assigned. So don't write about chapter 11 next week, because we're not reading chapter 11 next week. Write about chapter 11 when you read it. But I don't care which week you trigger it. Sheila and then Jenny.
We have to use written words or maybe simple words. This make a difference?
Any words that you can say what you need to say, that I know what you're talking about, is fine.
This idea.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as I get the idea that you're trying to say. Jen?
Yes, for instance, next week there'll be RR due.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I can write about the chapter 11, or has to be chapter 1.
Next week should be about chapter 1, because chapter 1 is what we're reading next week.
So that means, like, for
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
For if I was reading chapter 11, I cannot. It has to be from chapter 1.
I mean, for this first time, if you felt like you really had something to say about chapter 11 and want to turn it in next week, just because it's the first time, sure. But from now going on, or from next week going on, write about what's due that week, because I don't want to be, you know, then I have to remember what's in every chapter too. So if I'm looking and I, you know, I just read chapter 9, but then you're writing about chapter 11, and I have to say, what was chapter 11 about? It's too confusing for me. So for this first time, if you really want to do one about chapter 11, it's okay. Yeah.
So next week, I'm sorry, next week will be chapter 1 or 11?
Chapter 1. You already read chapter 11. We're done with chapter 11. It's in the past. Yeah, okay, we're running behind, and I want to make sure we get to everything. So,
well, yes. How about if we can too, because I already have chapter 11 reading response. Can I have
if you already wrote answer? If you already wrote chapter 11, turn it in tonight and I'll grade it tonight.
No, well, I have to check it out, but I already have my
Okay.
No, it's not written in to give it to you.
Next week is, sure. Next week, if you have to turn in two because you already wrote one for this week, next week is the only time we'll do that. So we're gonna get on schedule here starting next week. All right, last question, then I'm moving on.
Okay, I have a question about the change in the schedule, mm-hmm. about observation, when whole activity is to the, I have confused, okay, September 1 is the observation clause and okay, for September 21 is just observation, no observation 12, okay?
Well, you still have to read the chapter.
Okay.
The reading is still the same. We didn't change anything about the reading. We just changed when you're giving me the assignments. Right? So the reading, it still says Foundations chapter 12 right there. You don't have to write anything about Foundations chapter 12, but you still have to read it. Does that make sense? So if I had an overhead projector, I'd put it up there. So the only thing that changed was in the last column, we moved observation 1, but everything else is the same. You still have to do chapter 12. You still have to read chapter 12 that way. You have to do the readings whether or not there is an assignment due about the readings. You still have to read it. Sorry, too much talking. Yeah. The time observation 1 is due is the only thing that's changed. Everything else is the same. And you have, like, you know, you get to choose when you do the reading responses, but you have to do the reading every week. Even if you're not writing about it, you still have to do the reading. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Maria. I have one question. About the extra points, we will just get extra points by visiting your office, or we will get extra assignment later to get extra points?
I haven't decided yet. I might have an extra credit assignment, but I might not. But office hours for sure is the way to get extra points. Yeah. Chris.
Yeah. It's like almost the same person. It's like, for example, if I go to your office, a lot of people in front of me, mm-hmm. but I am the last one, can I get an extra credit or not?
If we don't actually have a conversation, you're not getting extra credit for being there. So plan ahead. If you want extra credit for office hours, make an appointment if you want to be sure.
Make appointment.
Julio.
Yeah. This isn't my case. I wasn't the last week, but today is the syllabus question. This is a no. Can I send you in the week by email?
Yeah, bring it next week in hard copy. If you didn't do the syllabus questions for today, you still have to do them. So bring it next week if you didn't bring them today for whatever reason. Observation. I think we talked about all the assignments except for the observation, which we'll talk about later. So, finally, any questions about the schedule on the last page? Crystal.
Oh, no.
No, song.
Yeah. December 14 is the wrap-up.
So that's the party of something?
Yeah, I think we'll have on December 14th, that's the last night of class. You'll turn in your final. We'll do a little kind of, you know, talking about what did we learn this semester, what you know, wrapping everything up. We'll have a little, we'll have a potluck, we'll bring some food, and it'll be a short class on the last night. It'll be an hour and a half, probably not the whole class.
Okay.
One other thing I want to point out, there's two nights where the reading is in gray, right, the dark boxes. Those are the nights when you have double reading. I'm sorry, there's only two of them. I tried. I want you to be able to plan for those and in advance if you want to start working on those early. They're just really important chapters, and I didn't know when else to put them. So.
And about the reading response, could be only one of them, or it might be the both.
Yeah. The reading response is never even on a whole reading. It's on one little thing from the reading. So.
Okay.
It's for both reading.
For one reading or the other. Yeah. Cool. All right. Woo! We are 10 minutes overdue. Everybody stand up. I know everybody's been sitting. We're all feeling antsy. I'll add an extra song for tonight. Let's see. Okay, here's a good one. This is called Jump Jim Joe, and the words of the song tell you what to do. Okay, so it goes like this. You gotta jump, jump, jump Jim Joe. Shake your head. Everybody say, Nod your head, and tap your toe. Round and round we go. That's how we dance together when we jump, jump, jump. Excellent. One more time, so you're working. All right, ready? You can all sing together. We gotta jump, 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 jump. Shake your head, nod your head, and tap your toe. Round and round we go. That's how we dance together when we jump, jump, jump. Excellent. Alright, your body moves around a little bit. You can sit still for another couple minutes. That's a good one for kids because you can do it each kid by themselves, or you can do it in a circle, and when you go round, round, round we go, everybody turns into one big circle. It keeps on. Okay, great. So I want to talk quickly about I want to talk quickly about how the readings went. What did you guys think of the chapter, just in general? Was it easy? Was it hard? Was it interesting? Was it... How about this? Who thought it was pretty hard to do the readings? So, who thought it was pretty easy? Who thought it was kind of interesting? Awesome. Fantastic. Okay, who has something in particular to say about the reading itself? Yeah, Sheila.
Chapter 11 is interesting, but chapter 1 is boring.
Chapter 11 is interesting, but chapter 1 is boring. Chapter 1, which is for next week, if you haven't read it yet, and whoever's phone is on really needs to turn it off. Chapter 1 is a little heavier, a little slower, kind of more. Chapter 11 has a lot of kind of fun stuff. Chapter 1 has just information that you've got to get.
Chapter 11 is more easier than chapter 1.
Yeah, so I think just to get an idea, chapter 11 is one of the easier chapters in the book. Chapter 1 is one of the harder ones. Most of the chapters will be somewhere in the middle. Fadwa, you were going to say something.
I could have a lot. Chapter 11, it is more easy for us because we have kids already. Mm-hmm. And then that boosted the development and we have experience in that case. But chapter 1 is totally different about chapter 11. That's why 15 actually is more harder to understand.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. If, you know, a lot of stuff in Chapter 11 sounds familiar to people who have been with kids. You're like, yeah, I know a kid like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's something, too. A lot of the chapters will have stuff that reminds you of kids you know. Mm-hmm. Chapter 1, not so much, because that's just what it is. But a lot of the chapters will. Mm-hmm. So I saw a hand over here somewhere. Yes, tell me your name.
I just make a comment, Manuela. Just make a comment about what she's saying. I really agree with her because when I started to read in the chapter 11, I just
just like make a movie in my mind. And it's really interesting because I work with the kids and I just...
I'm sorry, something is making noise over there and I need it to stop.
Is it recording?
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
I try to stop. Oh, I cannot.
Okay. Sorry, my mom. Go ahead.
Okay.
They're making a story in their head.
Yes.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah.
And actually, because when I started to read in the chapter one, she's right, I'm sorry to say that, it's a little bit boring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay because we started to know about all this information.
Yeah, and somebody asked earlier, somebody over here asked, why are we reading the chapters out of order? One of the reasons I didn't want to start with chapter one is it is a little bit more boring, and I want to start off with something that's a little bit fun and a little bit interesting so that you can kind of get on a roll. Yeah. Let me ask this. How long did it take you to read the chapter? Let me ask, who did it take less than an hour to do the reading?
More than
an
hour?
More than 1 hour.
More than 1 hour.
Okay, more than 3 hours?
Yeah.
Some? More than 6 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And I'm sure some people didn't want to say how long they took, and that's fine. I will put out there, just for you to know, that as far as DVC is concerned, they think that for a three-unit class, this is a three-unit class, you should expect to do about 6 hours of homework every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just on average. Now, there's going to be some weeks where we're working on a big observation and you're going to do a little more than 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some weeks where it's just, reading and you're not doing a reading response and it'll take a little less than 6 hours. But if you're, if doing the homework takes you about 6 hours, that's not too much. That's okay. And those are guidelines for people who already speak English. So, don't feel bad if this takes you 6 hours to get through. That doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. That's what the college expects for a class like this. And it sounds like a lot, and it is a lot.
Sometimes
we
think that it's not like to take 6 hours. 6 hours, maybe we take 1 week because, I don't know, everybody, we are parents, we worry. Maybe little time to do that.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
we try to figure out how the time to do that. And we don't have a large experience in the computers, typing,
mm-hmm.
all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It takes maybe 2-3 hours to do that one page.
Longer.
So
that's why it's a little bit more difficult for us, I think. Well, from personal, for me, a little bit difficult to get lots of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you bring up some good points, and what I want to talk about briefly, and I don't want to talk for too long about this because we're running a little bit late, but I want to talk about strategies for homework. I want to ask, what makes doing this kind of homework go better and go faster? So one thing that you said was that taking 6 hours all at once is really hard.
Yeah.
So scheduling... is a really important thing to do. Once you've done that, figure out how long it took you to do it this week, and think to yourself, it's gonna take the same amount of time next week. It took me 4 hours to do it this week. It's gonna take 4 hours next week. I better find 4 hours on my calendar. So maybe Monday after dinner for 2 hours, and Tuesday in the afternoon for 2 hours, and you write it down on your calendar, and you make sure that you have a schedule, and you know when you're doing the work, and that's gonna help you do it. What are other strategies for making the homework easier or faster? Yeah,
somebody have an idea how to manage the interruptions because it's very hard. I don't know if somebody have the ideas because it will be very helpful because it's very hard to manage the interruptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how do you make sure that you're not interrupted too much? Carmen.
I would recommend to maybe pick the library and then go to, write the public library by yourself and then just focus in your
own. So, working somewhere. How many people did your homework at your house? Most people. How many people did your homework somewhere else? So you did yours at the library. Where'd you do yours?
In the car.
In the car. Okay. And somebody over here had a hearing aid. Where'd you do your homework? In where?
Work.
At work?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's, for those who did it at home, what Imelda said is right? There's stuff comes up. Somebody has to tell you something. You have something that you have to do. It's easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interruptions when you work at home. So think about, when you're thinking about scheduling, when you work, also think about where you work. Would a library be better for you? Some people like to work in a coffee shop where they don't know anybody. Some people like to work in the library. It can be very quiet and very calm. Working, you know, think about where it's going to be best for you. And then other things to think about are how much noise is there.
Yeah.
How many people like to read when it's completely quiet?
Better.
Wow. How many people like to read when there's some noise going on?
Because, you know, I go to sleep.
Yeah. Some people, it's, you know, this is a thing that's the same with kids. Some kids pay attention best when it's silent. Some kids, it's hard when it's silent. And that's the same for grown-ups, too. Like, some people like to have the radio on. Some people like to work in a coffee shop where there's lots of people talking, and that helps their brain focus. So think about where you pay attention the best. How much noise is good for you? Some people like it when there's a lot of things moving around. Some people like it when, you know, study with their face against the wall so they can't see anything else. You know, different things work for different people. So think about what works best for you and then make that happen. Yeah, Julio.
Well, for me, it's the same when you go to sleep, you know. Some people say, don't make any noise, I want to sleep. When I want to sleep, I don't care, you know, all the noise in the world around me.
Just
go to sleep.
Sure.
And he's saying, when you want to learn, you have to get the passion for learning. You have to open your mind, your brain, everything. Go for that. No matter what happens around, you go for it.
Well, I mean, I agree, it helps to kind of to commit yourself, right? And say, this is important to me, I'm going to do it. But also, like for me, When I started going to college, I thought to myself, maybe I'll try working in a coffee shop. I'll go take my homework to a coffee shop, and I'll see what it's like to work there. And I got to the coffee shop, and I opened the book, and an hour and a half later, I realized I had only read one page, and I was watching all the people do all the stuff. And it's not because I didn't want to read it. I really wanted to read it. But that environment just didn't work for me. I need a place. I like a little noise, because if it's too quiet, my brain starts saying, what's going on? But if there's a lot going on, it distracts me. So for me, the best thing to do is have a little bit of noise on some quiet music, but in a room where nobody else is around. But it's different for different people. And some people can say, I'm ready to ignore everything. I'm working. And some people can't. And it doesn't mean, if you can't do that, it doesn't mean you don't care. It just means your brain needs something different. Yeah, Rosa.
In my case, I prefer to study or read in the morning, the early morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, because I feel fresh. No, I feel fresh in the morning. There's no noise around, so it's, for me, it's more easy. At night, I try, but sometimes I had a hard day, so I feel so tired. I can't focus or concentrate. So for me, it's more easy in the morning.
So some people like it in the morning for all the reasons you said. Also, I like to work at night. In the morning, for me, I'm thinking about all the things that are going to happen today, and I can't focus my brain because I'm thinking about the day. When it's night, everything's behind me, and now I can focus. So again, think about what works for you. What about other stuff? So not like, let's think about the reading itself. Here you are. You've got a book with a lot of big words that, and you know, chapter 11 reminds you of kids you know, but chapter 1 is a lot of new stuff. What do you do to make the reading itself go better? Yeah, Manuela.
When I started to reading and I don't understand any words, I write in the word and one paper and use my translate or get the dictionary and make a little note, just maybe a little abbreviation, and then I remember what is the meaning of the word.
All right, so making sure you know the words as you go and having a dictionary with you or something to look it up.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, where, tell me your name.
It's like...
Adriana.
Okay. I say like Manuela, but I don't... I'm looking the word from the I don't understand for and the moment part. Mm-hmm. Understand
that
the
whole sentence.
Okay.
I don't wait for coming soon. No, no. At the moment I looking for the picture.
So sometimes you look for the words later. You're just trying to get the idea
yeah,
first.
For
mm-hmm.
understand
mm-hmm.
the
context.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead,
Lavelle. I agree with you too, but. If I understand the sentence, it's better for me to know about the word if I need to continue to read in the whole paragraph.
Yeah. So again, it's something that's different for different people. Some people want to just barrel through and get the ideas and go back and figure out the words they don't know. Some people, I need to figure it out before I go on. So again, it's different for different people. Figure out what works for you. What else makes understanding the reading better? What other ways of taking notes? Yeah, Sheila and Gloria.
I read for 20 minutes. After that, I can't get it. So I'll stop and then go somewhere and then come back.
Mm-hmm. So taking breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Julio and then Gloria. Yeah, oh, great.
Well, for me, you have to read twice. When you are learning something, you have to read twice. It's like see a movie. You see a movie, you know, even the second time you see your movie, you can get more than the first time.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when your brain learns the best stuff that it already knows a little bit,
yeah.
Right? If it's brand new, your brain doesn't do that very well. And this is the same with kids too. They have to hear things a couple of times, sometimes over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because your brain learns best the things it already knows a little bit. The same is true for you. So reading twice is a great way to do it. Some people like to do a fast read first. They like to skim.
Yeah.
It's like Adriana said, you know, first is read fast all the sentence, the whole name,
mm-hmm.
and after that, you can go to powerful and
yeah.
maybe use the dictionary you need to.
So some people skim it first, just read real fast, say, okay, I kind of know what this is about a little bit, and then you put it down, and then you come back a second time, and then you really read it, and your brain has already seen it before, so it goes a little better.
Mm-hmm.
What are the, yes, Lorena.
I read, make a note,
mm-hmm.
next to the sentence or
mm-hmm.
word, because it's better to me remember that.
Yeah, and what do you write down? But like when you say you take
yes,
a note.
My understand.
So you write down what you think?
Yes, what I think, and for example, I open the book and I say, in this page, talking about that.
yeah, so if you write down the things you think, next to the, you know, you take a post-it and you say, you know, it says 2-year-olds do this, and you write down like my niece Sarah, and you put that there, and then next time you see it, you'll say, right, that was the thing about my niece Sarah. So things that connections for you are a great thing to write down. Oh no, I'm gonna start with an A. Ariana. Adriana.
I study like my children.
Mm-hmm.
Concentrated first, because if I feel I need to hungry, I need to eat or even go to the bathroom, I'm not concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention to your body. And many of these are great lessons for working with kids. So for kids, if it's circle time and you want them to sit still and listen, but they haven't gone to the bathroom, it's not going to go very well. Or if it's circle time and it's right after reading time, which was right after snack time, that's a lot of sitting right in a row, and they can't sit still anymore, and they're going to fail. So what you need to do is say, before I want them to sit still, I have to make sure they go to the bathroom, and they have a snack, and they run around. Same thing.
I need something, because I really, I'm high, feel hungry. I'm thinking about food. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, you too. You too, absolutely. Yeah, that's really important. Really important. Yes.
I have to read aloud.
You have to read aloud? Oh, I love that.
Because if I read it aloud, I'm silent, I can't understand it.
Yeah, which feels silly the first time you do it, right? The first time you do it, you're sitting there by yourself and you're reading out loud. It feels very silly, but it's a great way to do it. And then you hear it and you see it at the same time, and it makes double the impression. That's a great strategy. Yes, what's your name?
Monica.
Monica.
Well, when I read and something is kind of complicated, mm-hmm. I just try to annotate, highlight it, and I just put it with my own words.
So highlighting, you take a highlighter and you cover things that are confusing to you?
Yeah, and then I annotate putting it with my own words what it means.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to this in a second. So you highlight confusing things and then write in own words. So then when you read your note, you don't have to read the whole thing again. You read what you said about it, and that makes more sense to you. What are other things you might highlight? You can highlight confusing things.
No, the more important things.
Now here's a question. Important things. How do you know what's important? Somebody raise a hand. How do you know what's important in there? What do you, you know, you want to highlight the important things so you can find them. How do you know what's important?
The main idea.
Yeah, Manuela.
The main idea of what I understand about that sentence.
Okay, so main ideas. Okay.
And
yeah, thank you.
No,
sorry, go ahead.
And about the lady, she says something to ideas about how she can do the reading with a lot of noises or interruptions. Mm-hmm. And the communication, and I think it's a good idea to talk to or ask your husband to help you with the kids. This time I need to do my reading, and they help you to do your reading.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's another part of scheduling, making sure that your other things are taken care of when we're going to do it. I want to get back to this idea of how do you know what's important. I have a great trick to use. So if you have your book with you, you can look, or you can just look at mine. It's not important. But at the beginning of a chapter, it tells you what's important. It's amazing how they do that. So it says chapter 11, blah, 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 and then right here, it has all the bullet points you're about to read, all the section headings. So it says, what children need, a broad view, developmental stages, young infants, mobile infants, toddlers, and you can say to yourself, oh, okay, this is going to be about different ages of kids. So when I see stuff about different ages of kids, I know that's the important part. And then down here, it has these little bullet points. It says, in this chapter, you will discover, and it tells you what you're going to read. So again, just like the skimming that Julio mentioned, or reading it twice, if you look at this before you start, it's getting your brain ready. You've seen it before, and then when you read it, it does that. And then at the end of the chapter, it says, summary. And here's a three-paragraph version of the whole chapter. And so you can read that, and again, it's like reading it twice. It gives you something to say, oh, right, that's what it said. Oh, that was the important part. It tells you what's important right there. There's another thing, bless you, also. Farua came to me and she told me she went to the website of the textbook and there was a little quiz on it about the chapter. And she took the quiz and she answered all the questions and she said, oh, good, I did understand that. And she said, you know, if I had gotten a lot of questions wrong, I would know that I would have to go back. So if you'd want to take those quizzes, those are another great way. You're seeing the information again. You're checking yourself to know if it sounds familiar. Yeah, perfect.
What's the website?
It's on the last page of the chapter.
And
Okay. So it's right where it says summary at the end of every chapter. There's a little picture of a computer mouse, and it says online resources, And there's a website to go to, and it'll give you a summary of the chapter and activities you can do. So again, these aren't things that I need you to do. You don't have to turn them in. But if you want a way to give yourself a little test, to think about things, that is a great way to do it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to take one more, and then I'm going to wrap this up because we need to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about the concentration, for example, I prepare my brain to take a break 8:20, but it's 8:35.
I know. I'm trying to wrap it up. So, yeah. So I'm going to say one last thing, which is this. For anyone, so here's a lot of things you can try. If the reading was a little hard for you, pick one or two of these things to try this week. And when we come back next week, I'm going to say, hey, did anybody try any of those things we talked about? How did it go? What made it work well? Because I really want us to, you know, I want you to find ways. This is hard stuff. This is a pretty good textbook. And next week, chapter one is a hard chapter. It really is. So if you don't feel great about textbooks, try something out that you haven't tried before. And let us know how it goes, because there's something on this board that's going to make it easier for you. Cool. When we get back, yeah.
You guys have so many good things to say.
All right, so we're running 16 minutes late, so we will be back at 16 minutes from now. So 8:51, we will be back. Break.